This is SMDC.
For those looking to transition to a military space career, the Army Space Cadre Basic Course is a crash course in space fundamentals open to all branches of the armed forces, and you don't even necessarily need a space billet waiting for you back at your home unit. The Space and Missile Defense School teaches the course in numerous locations nationwide and even globally. I recently spoke with the course manager via phone about the details of it.
So my name is Kenneth Graw, and I am the course manager for the Army Space Cadre Basic Course as part of the Space and Missile Defense School. ASCBC is a 10-day Army-led training. The purpose of the course is really to develop a space cadre that have a fundamental understanding of space concepts and capabilities in order to support their tactical, operational, and joint military operations. Our primary goal is to, inject, knowledge, space concepts into the different functional areas and sections where space support of combat operations, is going to be most prevalent and critical.
Military personnel may take the course provided they have a billet in some sort of space capacity, but expectations to policy can be made if it's deemed the service member needs the course for a particular reason or another.
From a student eligibility standpoint, ASCBC is designed to provide, the training primarily to soldiers who are assigned to space-coded billets within the Army. Most of those billets are found at SMDC. If you're talking like a single entity, SMDC has, the preponderance. However, across the entire Army, there are over 6,300 non-FA-40, which is, the Army Space Officer, non-FA-40 billets across active duty, reserve, and National Guard components. Outside of, even just the Army Space Cadre, we also have the ability to sign an exception to policy. So our leadership within the schoolhouse recognizes, that there are positions within our force that, they need the training even if they're not sitting in those billets. We've designed that exception to policy where, a soldier can outline their need and or the requirement to attend the course. Essentially, their justification for here's my position and here's why I need to understand space, which we staff through our leadership. And even outside of, those exceptions, we also, have supported sailors, airmen, and Marines with space training, even to the standpoint of at least one member from a sister service has attended, one of the last six ASCBCs that we've done locally here in Colorado Springs.
When asked if the course could be seen as a recruiting tool for soldiers looking to get into SMDC, Mr. Graw had this to say.
Soldiers that come to the course, we generate a lot of interest in space capabilities, how it ties in. As an example, our student population includes soldiers from a lot of specific MOSs and or functional areas. Some of the biggest ones are the Signal Corps, your 25 series soldiers, air defense artillery, field artillery, the intelligence side. We see special operations a lot like to attend the course, as well as the cyber MOSs. And so a lot of times I'll get questions during the class and they learn about SMDC and those different space units. And so as part of those space units, they'll ask us like, hey, I saw JTACS is a unit within SMDC in the First Space Brigade. What MOSs make up JTACS? A lot of the series I just mentioned, they're the feeders into SMDC. And so we generate a lot of interest where they ask, I'm a 25 series soldier, how do I come to SMDC? Or are there positions that I could come into and fill? Air defense artillery directly feeds JTAGs. We do generate tons of interest with soldiers who did not understand space before.
The course occurs often and is taught worldwide.
It is. From an op-tempo standpoint, we train, during the last 2 years, we've trained on average about 24 courses, and that's even, you know, despite the COVID-19 pandemic. And out of those 24 courses, we generally do 10 here locally each year, and then the other 14 are generally done via our mobile training teams. And so those teams are really what it is. It's a course that goes out to a specific location to train the space cadre that are there. For example, in FY22, we're scheduled to go to Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington in support of like the multi-domain task force that's there, more specifically the multi-domain effects battalion. I just returned back to the United States shortly before Christmas from Europe and the multi-domain effects battalion there. We've taught in Japan. We're going to Schofield Barracks in Hawaii, Fort Bliss and Fort Hood and Fort Stewart and Fort Drum, Fort Bragg, even the National Capital Region in support of the NGA, as well as INSCOM. And that class also generally has a couple of NRO personnel who attend. So I would say definitely widespread across the United States and around the world. We travel globally, but you know, one of the primary things that ties how we do training and where we go for training is really the three Yankee additional skill identifier. You know, the three Yankee ASI designates which positions across the formation those soldiers need to have space related experience or skills or knowledges to do their job well. And so, you know, the Army Space Personnel Development Office, ASPEDO, you know, they analyze those positions across all Army formations, you know, in order to ensure that soldiers filling those billets in the Army have the space training they need in order to effectively perform the duties of their job. So we work kind of hand in hand with ASPEDO on the big picture of where those space cadre positions are. And so when we develop, you know, those 14 mobile training team opportunities, you know, we use that information to travel to those units. And a lot of those units are really kind of on the cutting edge, the leading edge of, you know, large scale combat operations, LISCO, and or, you know, the multi-domain operations, you know, MDO. So, you know, that kind of really drives where we go in order to best position them, you know, to fight and win today's and or tomorrow's wars.
Finally, Mr. Graw touched on the importance of what he'd like the students of the course to really get out of it.
I think the primary thing they take away, we cover a lot of topics, we cover a lot of subject areas. You know, we focus on the space capabilities, some of their limitations and their vulnerabilities. And so we cover a breadth of knowledge. And I would say the primary thing that soldiers take away is understanding how space ties into what they do. A lot of soldiers that, you know, they understand their equipment, you know, they're subject matter expert on, you know, my SATCOM terminal or, you know, my vehicle, but they maybe don't understand how everything ties in. And a lot of times I think space, where, you know, generally speaking, you don't put hands on space, you know, it's something like they know their equipment works, but they don't really understand how it works or how it can be impacted. And so I would say the biggest thing that they walk away is a better knowledge of the tie-ins between space and what they do. You know, we have warfighting functions in the Army. You know, if you take something as simple as movement and maneuver, and I say, you know, simple, it's not really simple, but, you know, doing movement maneuver, you know, space ties across all of that to make that work. You know, if we want to shoot, move, and communicate, you know, let's take move, for example, you know, GPS. I mean, could we move without GPS? Absolutely, right? And soldiers understand that. They have a map and compass. They do land nav. But if I'm talking about multiple echelon spread over hundreds of miles, you know, how do you move all of that well? You know, and you do that with GPS providing accurate navigation, accurate positioning, you know, the timing for systems, you know, SATCOM in order to do near real-time C2 across widespread maneuver operations, you know, force tracking systems don't work without space, you know, in order to limit fracture side. And so, you know, something like that with all those little pieces of equipment that tie in but really understanding the bigger picture of, you know, what do I lose without space, I would say is really the major takeaway that students take from the course. And like I said, I just use movement maneuver as an example. I mean, it's quite widespread, and they walk away with a better understanding of how to do their job in the process.
Reporting for SMDC from Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Sergeant First Class Aaron Ronstadt.